Oh, honey, guess what time it is? That's right. It's almost time for us to go. Are you excited? Yeah? I'll bet you are. Of course you are. Your very first kink party. Oh, I remember how nervous I was the first time I went to one. And poor little me didn't have someone constantly stoking the anticipation like you've been. Speaking of, I have one last little game to play before we get ready. So why don't you be a good boy for me and crawl over here? That's right. That's a good boy. Take your time. Let me soak up the sight of you crawling all the way across the room like that. I really do love you in that humbler. I kind of wish I had a low rider as I could get you into the car like that. And don't think I haven't been trying to figure out a way to get you all the way up inside that SUV without having to take that thing off. I think I'm going to have to take some measurements one day soon and order a doggy ramp for the next time. Good boy. See? This is the kind of behavior I wanted to show off tonight. You coming to heel right at my feet, just like I've trained you, without having to say a fucking word, because absolutely nothing you might have to say really matters now, does it? Of course not. Honestly, I can't remember the last time I heard even a hint of protest from under that hood. You've come so far. Believe me, my sweet little plaything, I am so, so proud of you. And so I thought my good boy has earned a treat. Of course, I'm not going to make it easy for you. That wouldn't be very me at all now, would it? So you haven't so much earned a treat as earned a chance to earn a treat. So why don't you crawl just a little bit more for me and meet me at the couch over here? I'm just going to take a seat and... That's right, sweetie. You just come to heel at my feet again while I take this chain off my neck. And now this itty-bitty key off the chain. Do you remember how long it's been since I last used this key? No? Well, I guess that's not too surprising. It has been a very long while. If I didn't keep a journal of all the things I do to you, I probably would have lost track too. Let me assure you though, it's been ages. And this is by far the longest I've ever kept a boy's cock under lock and key. In fact, I originally had the date when you'd officially become my new record marked in my journal so I could unlock you, so that I could reward you. But then I got the invite for this party. And after that, it seemed like such a waste of effort to let you out then and spoil all that pent-up frustration that we've been building up for so, so long. Don't you agree? That's a good point. Nod that silly little head of yours. Because what I say goes. That's right. And what I said to myself then was, nah, let's keep that useless dick of his locked up for even longer in that tight, confining cage. Let's keep denying him any chance at all of a sweet, orgasmic pleasure right up until this party. In fact, let's quit playing with his balls and cage altogether. Because the only thing I can think of as even more torturous than keeping you all locked up for all this time while ignoring your naughty bits is to wait until tonight to bring you to this party where I will have so many friends who are just dying to play with you, to walk you through that door and unlock you right then and there and let all my friends have at you. Because I'll bet after all this time that all it's going to take to make your cock spring to life and then tremble and burst is feeling just one long, full, wet lick from the base of your shaft to the very tip of your head. See? Just the thought of it makes you so jittery. And that'll be you, all spent up, all done for the night, There's a spastic, jerky wreck who can't bear any more simulation, not even 5 minutes after arrival. And after that, well, I might as well just toss you in a coat closet and leave you there, all chained up until I've had my chance to come again and again. Because I certainly haven't been properly fucked in a good long while, and there are going to be so many other studs and slaves there, just ripe for the picking. So, as to our last little game, I'm going to give you a choice of sorts. See, I've been a little unsure what to wear tonight. At first, I was feeling like going with this old-school rocker vibe, you know, GNR t-shirt and these ripped jeans. But now, I don't know. It is your first kink party, and I am really keen to show you off in all your pathetic, submissive glory. So now I'm thinking that I might go with a full-on dominatrix look to complement your look tonight. And, oh yeah, don't worry about your outfit at all, my pretty pet. I have that all picked out. But anyway, in the meantime, I thought a fun little game we could play would be for me to slip this tiny little key into one of these holes here in my vintage Levi's. See? Just like this. And bury it nice and good under all these. I wonder what you call these tight little threads in distressed jeans. There must be a name for them, right? Warp? Weft? Something like that? I mean, combs have a name for the empty spaces in between their teeth. Anyway, that's not important. I digress. What is important is that you now have to work that key out with just your teeth and without tearing or ripping any of these tight little threads. And me? I'm going to set a timer. Oh, don't you worry for how long. But when the timer goes off, that's the end of your chance. See, the chance I'm giving you is to earn exactly what I just described. Me unlocking you as soon as we walk into that party. Me turning you right over to all my friends who have all been so entertained with my progress reports about you. My friends doing their damnedest to make you come as quick can be. And then me locking you into a bedroom closet where you can hear all the fun I'm going to have without you all night long. Or you can choose not to play, and you can either dig that key out and finally get to come after all these many months, or you can stay as you are, just kneeling there and spend the whole night just as you have been, all locked up. Now, if you choose the latter option, at the very least, you'll spend the night not chained up in a closet while your mistress entertains so many guests in a bed only a few feet away from you. You'll spend the whole night right there beside me, joining in, well, you know, as best as you can. Or who knows? My friends really are dying to play with you. Maybe I'll be nice and let them babysit you while I have my fun. Trust me, I think you'll really enjoy spending time with them. But yeah, those are your options. Oh, and one more thing. If you do choose the latter option, if you choose of your own free will to keep that little dicklet all locked up for what I promise is going to be one of the most, if not the most, epic nights of your life, well, I'll know just how much you want me, or anyone else for that matter, to take their sweet, sweet time building you up to that first incredible orgasm after months and months and months in chastity. Understand? All right, I'm setting the timer. Starting now. Oh, just look at you worry over what to do. It's amazing how well I can read your body language after keeping you in that hood for so long. Honestly, I'm starting to forget what you even look like under there. But I can see the indecision coursing all throughout that naked body. You want to come so badly. And I can feel your breath on my thigh. Your teeth are right there, so close to that key. But you're not sure if you want to come like this after all this time, because who knows when your next chance will be. I'm not even sure how long I'll make you wait if you choose not to dig that key out of there. All I know for sure is that when I do finally unlock you, I'm going to make it last. I'm going to edge you and edge you and edge you as many times as I can. And once I finally edge you too far, once I break you and make you spurt every last drop of cum that you've been building up for who knows how long now, I'm going to do it again and again and again, milking you over and over and over until you are begging me to lock you away for another at least 6 months of your life. You better choose soon, boy. There might be 10 minutes left in this timer. There might be 20. I may even be giving you a full hour to work that key out with those precious little teeth. But bear in mind, I'm only going to unlock you if you succeed. If you don't succeed, well, obviously, you're going to stay locked up. Again, for how long, we don't know. But I promise you, when I do unlock you after that, after you've proven just how desperate you are for even the quickest little gasm and oh-so-temporary relief, well, I'm sure I'll think of some fun ways to exploit that knowledge. That's it. Timer's run out. Oh, fuck. I did not plan for this contingency. I thought you'd either be diving right in or bowing your head right from the start. But you just dithered and never even made up your mind, now, did you? Oh, don't tense up in denial. I know that means you're lying, even though you're not saying a word. I told you, I can read your whole body like a book. Shit. Well, I guess I'll have to think on what this means for you. Don't fret, little one. You made your choice. Inaction is a form of action, after all. Read your fucking Hamlet and find out how well that worked out for him. Anyway, I'm going to get dressed now. And you? You don't have to worry about what you're wearing. Mm-mm. I don't know how yet, but I'm going to get you into that car just as you are, one way or another. This is what you're wearing tonight. Just a hood, that humbler, and that itty-bitty cage. And maybe, just maybe, we'll stick something sparkly up that sweet little bum of yours. See you in a little bit.